get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Obviously, I'm not in my normal office location. This is going to be kind of my setup going forward. I may never go home again. I'm traveling. We're going to be recording. I've got a makeshift studio out here in them woods, out here in these streets with a mobile setup. So hopefully everything goes right. I've got all the right microphones selected. You know, say some prayers, send up some incense. Tim, how you doing?
Doing good. I am in my same office. So if you're watching on YouTube, watching the video, nothing looks different for me over here. So we're excited to have David still with us, even though he's traveling. And that's the beauty of being a digital nomad, is David can go anywhere in the world and brings his mobile setup and we can still record and get episodes done. And David's going to even have better internet in a couple of weeks too. He was just telling me about. So exciting stuff.
Which means I'm going to get to go further back in the woods, but I digress. This is WP the Podcast, and we do have a topic today. It's not just to tell you about my mobile setup. Today, we're going to talk about the best ways to learn WordPress in 2022. There are lots of ways to learn WordPress, and Tim and I have kind of narrowed it down to the kind of broke it up into like four categories, if you will. And Tim, why don't you go ahead and get us started?
Yeah, absolutely. So YouTube, of course, is one of the best ways to learn how to do anything, and especially is the case for learning WordPress. Naturally, since WordPress is software and it's digital, there's just a plethora of awesome videos, tutorials on every part of WordPress. Now, because there's so much out there, we're going to give you a couple of suggestions of where you can get started. So the first one is Digital Buddha, which is David's YouTube channel. So he has some WordPress tutorials and videos over there. And then the second one is WP Crafter, which is our friend Adam Prazer.
We're praising you, Adam.
Exactly. So Adam has been creating a lot of videos for a long time and has videos on every part of WordPress that you can imagine. And so definitely highly recommend his channel for that, as well as David's Digital Buddha. David doesn't have quite as many as Adam, but still some great tutorials there too.
Absolutely. And more will be coming, because I am extremely passionate about digital real estate and you owning your own digital real estate. I firmly believe it's going to be as important as owning real land in our physical world because of technology and everything. So the second method that you, a good way to learn WordPress is podcasts. So obviously, hello, if you're listening to this episode, you're listening to WP the Podcast. Tim and I have over 700 episodes that have to do with WordPress. And it's not only the technical aspect of learning WordPress, but it's also about business in WordPress and marketing. And we dive deep in the weeds over the last 700 plus episodes, you know, but everything is focused around the WordPress platform.
Yeah. And obviously, because we have so many episodes and, you know, they're in short chunks and they're daily and stuff, it might be hard to figure out, okay, well, how do I learn in a, you know, in a systematic order? And so one thing with our podcast that I recommend doing is go to wpgears.com and keyword search for what you're wanting to learn when you want to learn it. And so chances are we have a episode on everything you could possibly want to search for related to WordPress. And so rather than having to browse through 700 episodes to find what you're looking for, just do a quick search. So that's definitely
Tim,
what we recommend.
I'm trying to get them to listen to all 732 episodes, bro.
Hey, I mean, you could do that too.
Great tip. It's actually a great tip. Yeah.
Yeah. So the next method of learning WordPress is blogs. Blogs are one of the oldest forms of learning on the internet, and they're still an outstanding way to learn, especially WordPress. So just like with YouTube, we've narrowed down a couple of our favorites. So the first one is Aspen Grove Studios, which again is David's company. Aspen Grove Studios has a lot of awesome, in-depth, well-researched articles and tutorials on WordPress. So you can go to aspengrovestudios.com. And again, you can use their search and find lots of great content there for whatever you're wanting to learn. And then the second blog that we recommend is wpbeginner.com. Saeed Belki, he's kind of a legend in the WordPress space. He owns a lot of different plugin companies and stuff like that. He got started with WP Beginner, and it's still the most popular WordPress blog out there, with a lot of tutorials, very beginner focused too. So a great place to get started.
Absolutely. Next on our list is obviously e-learning. There's tons of courses out there on the internet that will help you to learn WordPress. It just so happens that Tim and I have a couple of courses. One is focused on beginners. If you've never built a WordPress website, we have a course that'll take you from zero knowledge to being able to build your first WordPress website. It's called the WP Beginner Course, and it's over at wpgears.com. We also have a second course that's more advanced. If you're already in your WordPress journey and you're wanting to learn how to scale or build a business around WordPress, we can help you there too. Head on over to wpgears.com. And that course is specifically niched to Divi, because we're big Divi guys. However, a lot of the principles that are in the course don't specifically relate to Divi. They can overlap in WordPress as a whole. So don't let that stop you for learning some of the other advanced techniques, like how to build a pipeline, how to close sales, how to engage with customers, what's important, site architecture and all that stuff. That's important in WordPress as a whole and not just Divi. So the course name is, Tim, we might need to rebrand that course. Might be time. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've had non-Divi users take the course, and they loved it because, yeah, as David mentioned, 98% of what we talk about has nothing to do with Divi. In a lot of cases, it doesn't necessarily have strictly to do with WordPress, because it's about the business principles and the marketing and sales side of running a business. So that's awesome. Now, the last method we want to talk about for learning WordPress in 2022 is the good old fashioned getting your hands dirty and just getting in and playing with WordPress and creating pages and posts and figuring out what it all looks like and experimenting and stuff. And so we have a really great bonus method that you can use to just play around and start testing and getting your hands dirty. And it's called the Demo Zone, and it's over on divi.space. And David and his team created this awesome tool. Originally, it was meant for Divi users to be able to see the back end of layouts in order to see how stuff was built. This was before Divi created free layouts. And so this was a way for people to see how to create complex stuff in Divi. But now it's transformed into a full-blown way of just testing WordPress and Divi and third-party plugins. And so you can create a test site, spin it up in literally seconds. And then from there, you can immediately get into the back end and start playing around and seeing stuff on the front end, on the back end. And then we have 48 hours and then it disappears. So it's meant to be a quick test to experiment. And then after that, you can create another one if you really want, right, David?
Yeah, absolutely. You can create as many as you want. And it really is just an easy way. If you're new and you don't have a host and you're wanting to just dabble with WordPress, instead of having to go out and purchase hosting and get a place to install WordPress, we own a hosting company. So we built the platform to where you can just come in, put your name, email address, install an instance of WordPress and start playing around with it. You can install themes, you can install plugins, you can test things out, you can you know, see if it's something that you have the aptitude for, you enjoy. And then, like Tim says, after 48 hours, it automatically goes away. It gets obliterated. But you can create as many instances as you want. Here's a bonus tip. If you're a WordPress company and you don't have a lot of space, you've got, and you want to create something to show off to a customer, go install some amazing layouts that Tim mentioned, free layouts, and go show some customers and close some sales.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, and you can do that. Do it like the day you're going, you know, and you'll look like a hero to those guys. So anyways, we got a lot of tips and tricks about how to you know, increase your existence with WordPress and how to grow businesses and stuff. So yeah, I think that's it. Tim, did we miss anything?
No, I think that's a great list. And yeah, definitely check out the course if you want a kind of a full, comprehensive, systematic way of learning. Yeah, definitely check out the WP Beginner course at wpgears.com.
Boom. All right. We've got another great episode tomorrow. We're going to do a WordPress plugin highlight. And we're going to highlight regenerate thumbnails. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.